Hey guys, this is the Lonely Boys back at ya. Episode 7.
Smoking fat doiks and not Amish, Mexican.
Oh, were you gonna tell a story, Mario?
Oh, yeah. Earlier, thank you for, Chewy's dog, like us hanging out, so you might hear her clattering around. I forgot.
She's broke her bone.
What was I talking about? Doing some Sid?
Yeah.
Sound like a lunatic?
Do you want to say the story?
Sure. I just don't remember what we were talking about. But I, like, brought up this conversation. Do you remember?
No, you just started talking about your acid trip. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
No, I don't know. I think we're talking about...
That bird is loud. I bet you'll still be able to hear it. Guys, just so you know how great Anchor is, we're like 40, 50 feet away from where the bird is. And if you could hear him, that's Anchor. Anchor sponsors. Like, for real.
That joke's fire.
Yeah.
What are we smoking on right now?
Some Gorilla Glue 44 grown in the East of the O. Or as your brother calls it, the East.
The East. Put up the O.
Shut the fuck up, Ruben. Shout out to that Asian guy.
Calvin. I believe Calvin.
Made my day. So basically one time I did it. I remember because your brother asked to borrow one of my laptops. The one that's broken because I poured Kool-Aid on it while on acid.
And the last thing you decided is.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, that's when I was like, I think I have a little bit of a problem. So my college years, like, I wasn't really into, like, drugs. Like, a lot of guys, like, started doing coke and shit like that. I just like weed, a little bit of Sid, a little bit of shrooms, you know. So, one time, I convinced my, at the time, girlfriend... To do some acid with me. You know, one of my many plugs. You met this guy. Remember Luke?
Luke is evil.
He lived like down the street from where I did.
Luke was short for Lucifer.
Yep.
That doesn't even make sense, but
it's because he's suburban. So he had to make himself friendly to the white kids because that's who he sold drugs to. This kid one time was like, hey man, I just got like some of the strongest acid I've ever had in my life. Like, I'll give it to you cheap. Long story short, I ended up with like 4 tabs of this stuff. Ended up.
Alright,
but I didn't do all of them. Hell no, bro. So I ended up selling a couple to my friends that I had 2 left. I convinced my girlfriend to do it with me. Ah, that's hella funny. So, basically, all I remember is at one point, like, sitting there across the room and being able to speak to this person without opening my mouth. It was very weird, bro. I was like seeing pyramids and
shit. It's funny because your mouths were probably opening. You guys are so odd.
It was wild, bro. I was just like, what the fuck?
Is there a point that you're like, how are you talking without your mouth moving?
Yeah. No, she asked me, she's like, wait, are you talking without your mouth opening? I was like, are you? And now Oh man. Sobering up is an interesting experience because now that I think about this shit.
Either you were talking,
we were on drugs.
Or you guys were both just looking at each other.
It was definitely the looking at each other
having
and tweaking.
Own conversation, you know.
We were definitely talking, and you're right, it was probably the drugs that made us believe we weren't opening our mouths. But Anyway, after a while, like, she started having a bad trip. So I decided that the safest thing to do was watch Netflix. There was some stuff on Netflix that kind of scared me while I was in. But you know what made me feel real safe? Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
So I decided to watch every single Adam Sandler movie available on Netflix, including the excellent hit Blended with
Shout Out Terry Crews. What did he start with and what did he end with?
So it started with The Wedding Planner.
Uh-huh.
50 First Dates, definitely, I remember being in there. The Wedding Singer, not Planner. What other Adam Sandler movies on there? All I remember, bro, is I think Adam Sandler, I get tingles in my spine. And that was Mario being a weirdo in college.
What was the last one?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I tried really hard to remember. And I don't know if you guys listen to our podcast enough, guys, but when you do some psychedelic drugs, it's very hard to describe what you saw and stuff. Like, I can tell you about this other time I did some, and I see some hieroglyphics and some dirt. And I was like, whoa! My third eye, it's open, dude.
Just some, like in the movie, some sand came off of it, and then just...
Straight up.
Yeah. It blew off.
Tell me, I was walking around in this park, and then, like, I started getting, like, a leg cramp. I was hella on. Why this old white lady come up to me and start trying to help me while I was hella on, and I start freaking out. It was bad. Like, yeah, that was that same day that I was like, I need to stop. Terrible. Idiotic. Embarrassing. Not as embarrassing as that bitch, though. Yeah. But anyway, that's all I got on that. Nice. Don't do drugs. Nick Brown apparently has a lot of seeds in shrooms right now. You should hit him up for that. Jason, if you really want, if you really want to know yourself, bro, if you really want to open your third eye and see some shit and understand life and speak to the gods, do some shrooms.
Protect your neck.
Yeah.
This also advice, but also...
It's a podcast.
Wait, I might get it wrong. I don't know. I think it's that.
DMT.
DMT?
I don't know. Joe Rogan gets a lot of hits from using those words.
And Kev said he could get some DMT.
For real?
Like hell away.
Crazy. That shit's scary.
He's gonna be the middleman because he knows somebody that wants it. He's gonna sell weed for DMT. And sell the DMT.
Wait, so right now he's currently looking for DMT or has a plug for DMT?
He has a plug.
Never mind. Nah, I'm not ready. So.
Well, DMT. That's
Rogan's drug. Yeah, honestly, like they call it the spirit molecule too. No, I definitely want to do DMT for a day.
Wait, I think he said things. DMT. I don't know what he said.
It's probably DMT. No, because no, the only reason I'm interested. No, but that shit is because that shit's hard to get synthesized. But I heard some crazy stories of people being on that. It's an eternity in 10 minutes.
I told Kevin that. Danny, let's do some shrooms. They're both scared. I'm telling you, after they seen my friend do...
Oh, no. Explaining them that salvia is completely different than shrooms. Salvia is a completely different system. So yeah. I learned that after having done salvia. If I would have known the like chemical makeup of salvia before I did it, I would have said, fuck no. No. It's because salvia is some synthesized garbage. Psilocybin is natural. Is different. Like, we have receptors in our brain for that. The reason your brain does all this creepy thing is because salvia is a synthesized dissociative. You can Google that shit. But there's a difference. A dissociative will make you feel scared. Like, horror. Cause,
what other drugs are dissociative?
Ketamine is a dissociative. I've never really done any besides salvia. And... You know, I thought about ketamine because I had just done salvia. It was
salvia.
Davis was a wild time, man.
Bro, I swear no one even touched that. We stopped even talking about salvia after we seen the video.
No, yeah, no. I'm telling you, I did it the one time, and I for some reason had fun. like, everybody else had a bad experience. My friend Sultan, he started swinging at the air, speaking Arabic and shit. And he was like,
that's a scary sight.
Dude, he was like 6'2". Big dude. And then, but see, I went first. They got me because I walked in the room. And he was like, hey, Michael just packed it. Hit it, fool. I'm like, what is it? Because that was usually what would happen, but it was usually marijuana. And then it turned out it's salvia. And I'm like, fuck. And then Michael's like, yeah, I can't smoke weed anymore. My parents find out I smoke weed. So now I got to do this. I'm like, not six. Not even six. Like, straight to salvia, bro. It's like, yeah. I was like,
no,
oh,
spice?
I
want, huh? No spice?
No, no. Just like me, he would always Google things before putting them in his body. I think salvia in his head was at least, like, reasonable. Now, white people really like dissociative drugs.
They tell you, my friend,
I'm good.
He couldn't smoke weed, so he just started eating shrooms.
See? That's a white guy thing. But no, the dissociatives are scary because essentially you feel the sensation of, like, leaving your body. And then, I don't know, they're just not fun. Psychedelics are different. Because weed is a psychedelic. So this is kind of what it feels like. And then the only way I could explain it to you, Chewy, if you're really thinking about doing shrooms, mm-hmm. it's just, it's a thinking thing. I don't know how to explain that. Yeah, but I remember, like, my ex being very disappointed after. She was like, yo, so basically we just sat here and thought for hours. That's what that is. I'm like, yeah. She's like, that's so lame. I'm never doing that again. I was like, why? It's like, because all the shit that I saw and stuff, it was just me thinking. It's just like, yeah, it's not real. It's such a waste of time. I'm like, it was 12 hours of awesomeness. Shut the fuck up. No, but that's what it is. It's just like,
you heard that, Kev and Danny?
It's not that weird. It's just like, it feels like being, oh, and you should always, always, always have a good amount of weed. Because if you don't have weed, it does get scary. I don't know what it is about the marijuana, but you get real clear.
Hopefully you and Danny and Kev stop listening. But yeah, we'll probably have dabs.
I've done both. Dabs. The first time I did acid, I left here and you had just given me like a giant dab. That was a super fun day.
Super fun day?
Yeah. Anyway, but kids, stay in the psych, stay away from the prescription stuff and the powders and the pills and the Michael Jackson and the Prince and the Bill Cosby drugs. Avoid
Michael
all those.
Michael Jackson for $1 million.
Ow. Anyway, True, what you got going on? You want to tell them about the experiment next to your bed?
Oh, yeah, our experiment.
Yes.
Wait, should we start off on that?
Yeah.
Or the table, because that was a pretty good
thing. The table was cool.
All right, actually, let's go on a break.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back.
All right,
fellas, we're about to go on a little break. We'll be right back. All right, guys, we're back. All right, well, so what did we decide to do first?
I guess you could tell them about the table first.
All right. So, Mario wanted to use some of the old boards we had.
Because, yeah, I had a lot. Man, honestly, just because I'm stingy. I just couldn't live with myself that I had spent something like $200 just on my boards. I don't know how much Chewy had spent on his. But,
well, you bought me the one, though.
Yeah, so, okay, so like $230 now that I think about it. And, yeah, I just couldn't really live with myself just with them sitting there. So I wanted to do some weird recycled skateboards thing. And you know, I'm not a carpenter, so I don't know how to make rings and shit like that. So, we recently moved to the studio, and then we were moving some garbage, and then my mom saw that Chewy's mom had, like, this old, like, metal chandelier thing. I don't even know what that is. I don't know. It's like a shelf. It's like a weird shelf thing. It's like metal and old. We just ended up taking it apart and then drilling some skateboards onto it, and now we have it in our kitchen. It looks sick.
Yep. It holds the toaster and the
It doesn't look sick, but it just works.
It looks pretty cool, yeah. Actually,
we have a whole skateboard theme going on in the studio. Y'all need to come check it out, which is why you need to, you know, send us some money on Venmo for a fucking Rebel, for a fucking Canon Rebel, bro. I looked it up. They're only $400 with the fucking podium and everything on Amazon.
You hear that?
We should make a wish list. Because on Tumblr, like, shout out Tumblr host. Damn, bro, Tumblr just got bought for $3 million. That's so sad.
Who bought it?
First, Yahoo bought it, like, 4 years ago. That's when I quit it. Uh-huh. And I think they bought it for...
Hey, like a...
Like a billion. And on last week, it got sold for $3 million. Damn, Tumblr used to be so cool. Anyway, just like Tumblr host, people will buy shit off their wishes. So, we should make a wish list. And then all our fans, Jason Jones.
I think Jason Jones is the only one that's listening.
I know.
Probably more than one.
Should buy us things like cool cameras so you can watch us on YouTube.
Hey, at this point, we got 33 cents in the bank.
Hey, stacking.
Not
now
in the bank.
Now we need like 400,000 more cents. And then maybe we'll have enough. That guy's going crazy because it smells like another dog.
Yeah, but that table's sick. All right. So, and then we have another experiment called the...
Tell them about this one, Chewy.
Making our own weed experiment.
Yeah.
So one day, Mario sent me a kit from Amazon to make whatever, a fucking a grow tent-ish.
Yes.
And then I was like, ooh, that's cool. I'm going to watch a video on it. So I go, I Google grow tents, cheapest, they're best... And then this guy comes up and gives you a whole list of things to buy. Kind of similar to the thing Mario showed me, but a little bit cheaper. Right?
Yeah, kind of. And then he also kind of gives you, like, shout out to Seed to Stone guy.
Yeah, Seed to Stone. Shout out.
Yeah, they've been very helpful the last couple weeks. Yeah, he kind of gives you, like, a little guide on how to grow yours and smoke yours. No, honestly, he grows just out of tents, and it's some fucking fire.
And we got some seeds, like some runts, we think, maybe, possibly.
Chewy also has outdoor runts going right now, and honestly, outdoor. It's pretty fire, considering that he just kind of threw them in some dirt and then transferred them to the patch of dirt in his backyard. This boy has a green thumb, because, the two main plants are really healthy.
And they got crushed by my drunk uncle with a broom. Who puts a broom in the corner of something?
Yeah, you said it. Drunk uncle. Yeah, dude, Leica is really going wild with my shoes right now. It's okay. I just think it's so interesting how jealous she is.
Like, what the fuck, Mario?
Are you jelly? You jelly?
Damn, she got hella hairs on those pants.
Yeah, that's fine. She's just trying to get her scent on it.
Yeah, they got their scents. Shout out Vivi Sun, or what is it?
Vivisun, yeah, those guys. Pretty much the whole kit is that.
Yeah, the whole kit. Hey, Seed to Stone, do you work for Vivisun?
Yeah, you know, hit us up if you want to collab. You could come on the cast. We could do it remotely. Because Anchor is so sick.
Washington isn't that far.
Yeah. Yeah, we out. Honestly, we should
Skype
hit him
too.
Up. We should hit him up and be like, hello, Seed the Stone guy. We're some podcast guys who have a marijuana thingy-ish.
He'll hit us if we join his Patreon.
We should join Patreon. And then you know, have him hit us with the promos.
If we join
the Lonely Boys podcast.
If we join Stevie Lee's Patreon, he shouts it out, people out. And then we could just put instead of our name, just...
The Lonely Boys podcast. I'm down. How much does he charge for that?
I don't know.
Oh. We should look.
He shouts people out.
They both
have this kind of similar. I think Seed to Grow has 100-something followers, and then Stevie Weeby's getting there.
We should try to
shout out Stevie Weeby.
Start getting more guests.
Yeah.
Do you know who would be cool one day to have?
Huh.
Casual.
Casual.
Like, do you want to come on a weed podcast, man?
You have to be. I don't know.
I'm kidding.
I think they'd be down.
Yeah. Nah, but it'd be cool to, like, have some, like, some industry get people. We were gonna have industry guy be on the original Lonely Boys podcast, but he catted. Shout out, John.
We could probably still.
Get him to do an episode.
We go to smoke at his house.
Yeah.
I just whip out my phone.
Yeah, whip out your phone.
It's funny when I do.
Our fire marijuana that we grew.
It's funny how people are just. They do not want to be on the podcast.
I think it's because even with me,
it's not like no one's gonna listen.
It's like a very jarring thing. I think it's just hard to like.
No one's gonna really listen.
Yeah,
to it.
Yeah. Well, kind of like Spencer used to be scared to even get photos taken of him for the same reason. People are very weirdly shy. I don't know, but again, shout out Anchor.
Yeah, but I put in the seeds. I germinated them. They look pretty good.
Very healthy. Now we got
probably gonna sprout in like a couple days.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah,
we got all girls.
Yeah, they're probably not gonna be all girls, but
fuck,
it was a big chance.
When's the sesh? Maybe we should get one or two clones.
Tuesday.
Alright.
Wait, tomorrow.
Oh, wait, we're the one right here.
Yeah, I think.
We out.
Okay.
Well, I have to see how much money.
Yeah, I'll just wait till I get paid.
For sure.
Because we about to go to the sesh. Boy, yeah. Waste the money to get in.
Hey.
I have some clones of this plant. We could try it, but we need to buy that thing.
The clone goo?
I'm down to take some off this one.
Hey.
I don't know.
Hey.
We need to find one that's like not budding yet.
Yeah. Hey. Relax. Leka's going wild, man.
She's high as fuck.
She really is.
I don't even know how. She's just from, like, content.
Hey. Wow, she really covered me in hair, bro. I have it in my fucking mouth. Well, No Name is out here checking out. No. I still haven't picked a radio name, guys. Put it in the comments below. Hashtag notification squad. First try.
Put in the. What is it? Voice messages, right? The anchor one?
Yeah. Shout out Scientology and Braille and Carlos.
I think Carlos is just done with that Scientology shit.
You think that's what it was? He's like, yo, this is a weird cult.
Yeah.
Kind of like when we were camp. We worked there, we embraced it a little bit. It was like, man, I could go back and hang out with Vinny Vaughn. I feel like Vinny Vaughn was his homie.
I think Vinny Vaughn straight up was like, I'm Christian, brother.
I feel like Vinny Vaughn would come on this podcast for a meal.
You think if we give him like 20 bucks? 20 bucks
to Vinny Vaughn. Fly him out here? Yeah.
Fly him out here. I thought he lives out here.
No, Carlos, bro, man. He's from Long Beach or wherever Carlos is from. Bro, get off my dick. Look at her. Look at this shit. Look at that.
All right, Mario's going to attempt the triple kickflip.
Double tray. Shout out one of my personal heroes, Shane O'Neill.
Okay. Very close.
Did I hit you?
No.
Alright.
Very close to landing it.
Switch double tray. It is
hard because it's off a launch pad.
And also, you know, like, just like Shane O'Neill, they're sloppy. No, you know what I tripped on? The fucking pieces of fucking bone that are all.
Shane O'Neill always does those, bro.
Yeah. But, you know, they're just lame now, so he just does them in front. But yeah, here we go. Switch double tray.
Totally landed it. Sweet. Bolts. First try? Wait, second try? Uh-oh. Mario just did a crook grind. To 50-50.
Sponsor me, I'm better than Carlos.
He did a tray flip to a nose grind. Whoa. Nose manual to tray flip to nose manual. Mario. You're looking like he just jumped off the bro drop.
The bro drop.
Carlos took him forever. First try?
I first tried it every try.
Scientology. Who do you think really is in Scientology?
You know how, in Braille or in general?
In Braille.
You know how, they all always shout out, like, this girl who's, like, their boss?
Yeah.
And even Aaron says she's her boss? I think she's the Scientology rep. I think she's the one who's in charge of everybody else. So, definitely her. Definitely Betty and the other weirdo.
Uzi?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Betty's kind of weird.
Yeah. Duh. Yeah.
So is Uzi.
He looks like he does pills. Or at one point in his life did pills. And found Scientology and skateboarding. But he looks like a pill head.
You think, what's his name? Gabe? Scientologist?
He's very peppy. So it's possible. I honestly thought they were Christians. Like, I always thought they were, like, religious because of how happy they are.
I thought they were just phony.
Oh,
they're just acting
for
like
the
that.
YouTube? Yeah. Kids?
But now I know. They're just fucking weirdos. Like us? Any words? No words from Leica.
But yeah, guys, do some Sid. Open your third eye. See some stuff.
Mari has four eyes right now. Two of them in the shirt.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. Charles Manson. A known Nazi. Here, he's definitely a neo-Nazi. Oh, man. I have a Charles Manson shirt on, guys. No, honestly, shout out Brooklyn Project and Brooklyn Dom. Brooklyn Dom, come on this podcast.
RIP my sandals.
Oh yeah, Brooklyn.
They're the Brooklyn Project's ex wolf something slippers.
Yeah, I think it was like
Lone Wolf.
But they were inspired. They were 1 of 48.
Yeah,
and
1 of 48.
Brooklyn Dom. To look like the Supreme Dunks. Was it the Supreme Dunks?
Yeah, the Supreme Dunks with the stars. Looks pretty sick. And I ripped them playing basketball. Sucks to suck. Now I got some weak ass feelers. They're not weak, they're pretty comfortable, but feelers. Justin Bieber don't wear feelers.
Justin Bieber did not wear feelers.
I tried to see if I could rebuy them.
Huh?
I was trying to see if I could rebuy them.
Yeah.
Not happening. I couldn't find them anywhere.
Told you.
I barely just found a picture of them. I think the first time you got them for me, I looked them up. And then I seen a couple for sale.
Yeah.
And that was...
the reason is because... the reason I got them is because the Black Friday package... Oh, sorry. The Black Friday package that I got was expensive. It was like... $200, but it came with a lot of shit. I got a lot of shirts, sweatshirt, the sandals, some socks. I got hella shit, but I think that was like...
I think the sandals retail were like $60, weren't they?
Yeah, so that was like the extra surprise. It was cool, it was worth it. I'm gonna get it again this year.
Yeah, when does that come out?
Black Friday?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna try to... I'll just get one too.
That one, yeah, no, there's a couple of places that have good ones. I think even Baker does that. A couple skate companies do that too. It's worthwhile.
What other companies?
What other companies? Cool. There's a lot of really cool new Instagram companies. Litwoods was one of them that did like a little thing, but they didn't last more than what, like 6 months? Shout out Litwoods. Shout out.
What's his name?
I don't even... what does it say on the other side of your lanyard? It says Litwood and then Lit Entertainment, or what is it? Shout out Lit Entertainment. I think that's
Is not just Lit Wood? I don't know. Yeah, probably Lit Entertainment. That's his name on Instagram?
I think so.
He likes himself some dark ones.
Some, some tan boys.
Oh, the tan.
Dark boys. He doesn't like tan boys. He only fucks with them dark boys. Hashtag, I don't need you.
You're talking about backwoods. Duh.
Smoke woods, you nigga. Mike, I get your fucking shit out
of here, bro. Coming over here to look at the plant, the outdoor grow. Looking pretty good. Plenty of nodes. Plenty of nodes. Oh yeah, I'm a water right now. This is better to water it at night. Gonna go see my smaller plant. Pretty. Oh, did you smell it, Mario? Or did you put your hand on it and then smell it? Just describe it to the people.
Wow. Wow, that's some fire. It smells super lemony. Wow, that's some good weed.
Yeah, but fucking... The leaves already look... they got hella crystals on them. Sugar leaves is what they call them.
Oh, that's what they call them?
Yeah, the leaves that, like, come out the bud, I think, with the... But I'm getting pretty good yield.
So I'll update you.
I am officially a farmer. Just know Nick grew one out here. Mine came out way better. He cut it when it was like this. He just cut it down because he couldn't wait. Like, he needs some drugs.
Weed.
Alright. Maybe a little bit ahead of this. But that shit doesn't even really get you high.
Yeah, it's mostly chloroform, terps and stuff. Doesn't have THC yet. What makes the THC is when you keep the males away, get some horny. I learned that from Narcos when they made La Cien Semilla.
Narcos.
Oh, sorry. Narcos Mexico. That's a different show.
That's a different show.
It's a lot better because it's about how my parents made a lot of money in the 80s. Inadvertently through drugs. Guadalajara was a crazy place, man. You know how I wish we could totally have on this podcast? My dad.
You could.
He's an interesting guy.
You don't think so?
I don't think he...
He would do it?
Well, no, he'd be down. He's just like...
Have you been...
For the people, a.k.a. Jason.
You should just do a podcast for him.
That's a good idea. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to download it on his phone.
You don't think he'll record some shit?
Yeah, bro. He has a little recorder. He just sits there.
Yeah, records.
Yeah, he records his thoughts, his poetry. He writes poetry and shit, bro.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Like, you think... What do you think I get it from?
It's so funny. So.
Yeah, my dad is a funny guy.
He be writing poetry?
Huh?
He be writing poetry? You read some? No, he does.
Oh, yeah, he be writing poetry.
Is it good?
I've never read it. He won't let me, but he also, like, reads a lot of poetry. My dad's a weird guy.
Yeah, you should definitely tell him. I feel like he'll get into it.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just watch him just blow up.
My dad really likes, talking. No offense, Daddy, but it's true.
Yeah, we need to get him on the show.
I'll ask him to help you down. You see that smooth-ass 360?
360. You heard it here first. I think you're putting shit in the hole, like putting like a shit in the holes of the dirt worked with the
Gophers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not fans of the Dookie.
Right. Ew.
Ew. Yeah, now they're digging over there. They got away from the weed plants.
Oh, I need to figure out who's pecking at my fucking plants over there, though. My baby.
I'm telling you, it's probably the hummingbird that, because I've seen one that comes to feed on.
Yeah.
It's probably a hummingbird.
Like, ooh, what's this?
Yeah, THC's kind of sweet, so.
I need to kill it. Nah, I wouldn't kill it. Bro, you seen that raccoon?
Which one?
I mean, not the raccoon. That squirrel that I showed you.
Oh, the colorful one? Yeah, that's
sick. It had, like,
sick.
Blue and red.
It looked like a Pokemon.
That shit was tight. And it's giant. It's a bigger squirrel than you.
Where do they live? Let's go capture one illegally.
In, like, India,
I think. Oh, dude, my mom thinks Paco's sick.
For real?
Like, he fell off the cage, like, randomly. And she thinks his beak's broken. So they might have to take him to the vet next week. But he's, like, he won't eat or anything.
For real?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't die.
How's the other bird doing?
He's great. He was just freaked out that Paco was on the floor for like hella hours.
Yeah, the bird knew.
Yeah,
like,
he was like, the reason my parents noticed was because the little bird kept flapping his wings. Like, what the fuck? He can't fly. And went out. It's because Paco was on the ground like, looking, like not helping. I'm really worried because I really like that bird. Paco's a bird, not a person. Oh yeah, I didn't make it. Paco's a macaw!
Yeah. That's hella funny.
And he says, La Patita! Man. Just like that, too. Get well, Paco. Paco listens to podcasts. He, like us, just a Foo Fighter fan, Paco's more culture.
Saucy's gonna be in your room.
He's renting it so it's his room now. Oh yeah. Oh shit. Yeah. Like I think they're still gonna like store my shit in there. But I'm just gonna treat it like it's his now. Cause you know, he's paying. And also, he's our, I don't know, personal space. Yeah. But I don't know, he claims, he thinks he's gonna be coming more. I don't know, bro. I feel like he doesn't know how busy you be getting sometimes. But that is true, though. Out in Sherlock, there is a lot of band stuff, so maybe he'll get a lot of work.
Yeah. But then his band has to go all the way over there.
That's true.
Unless he just starts another band. The Oscar and the Experience.
Oscar experience?
Yeah, he'll be the lead.
Experience? Yeah, what do you mean? The Oscar, it has to be some shit like that. It has to pop.
Oscar with explosion.
With the plaid wearing, boot wearing Mexicans. That's his audience.
Explosion Oscar.
The Toyota Tacoma driving Mexicans.
Hey, I like it.
Honestly, no disrespect to Toyota Tacoma. Those trucks are sick. I want one. Oh, am I gonna be a Tacoma driving Mexican one day? Maybe, I hope so.
You hope so?
Yeah, those are sick.
What car would you get? Do you get any car?
Right now?
Yeah, like.
Like, if money wasn't an issue?
Yeah.
Get off my dick. It's hard. Probably an E53 Mercedes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luxury.
It's a Mercedes with a race car part. That's the fastest Mercedes, a V12, and it's not no Auntie Benz. I'll tell you what. Like I'll show you a picture.
Auntie Benz. Oh, the Auntie's be wildin'. Hey.
See. Auntie Benz.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Yeah. These bitches are fast. Very fast. My therapist drove one and then he turned it on.
He drives one?
Yeah, and he drives a, like a camo green one. That shit's sick. And he turned it on. That shit is loud. For a Mercedes? I want one so bad. Never be able to afford one, but I want one. Anyway, what about you?
I don't know. I just get a Tesla. I don't really like cars.
I don't know. Like, I don't like the inside of cars more than like mechanical stuff. But I like cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like cars. Probably not as much as my brother, but...
I got the Geo Tesla swap right now. It's a sleeper. It's a sleeper car.
I used to watch this YouTube channel where this guy just made videos specifically about that.
What?
Sleeper cars.
Yeah.
Cars that you don't know are fast.
Or what's that Discovery thing?
Top Gear?
No. The one where they're like, it's like illegal or whatever, supposedly. It's like racist.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember what it's called.
What is it called? Something stupid like illegal racist. Yeah. Something like.
Was that staged? Aren't like most Discovery Channel, History Channel shows staged?
Yeah, but they always have like the sleeper car or whatever.
Yeah. You know who's a sleeper? Laika. You don't know she'll knock you out. She's a sleepy cell.
Sleepy cell.
Very
sleepy cell.
No, very sleepy.
We should deploy our sleeper cells.
No, honestly, I think all white national sleepy cells are being activated right now.
Imagine if you're a sleeper cell, you're like, I sat on it. I don't think I want to do that.
A sleeper cell.
I slept on it for a little bit.
Yep. No, I'm telling you, like, those guys are wild. And as somebody who's not allowed by the state of California to own a gun, that's because I'm crazy, guys, not because I'm a criminal. Difference. You should buy a gun. You should legally own something to protect yourself.
Maybe. What is it?
What are you gonna do when the White Walkers attack, like in Game of Thrones? Except the White Walkers are actually white people, not zombies. Did you know that that's where that name came from?
Bro.
Yeah, the author. He was sitting on a park bench writing that book. He's like, I need a name for my monsters. And a white guy walked by? White Walker. I'm not kidding. It's the stupidest thing. It's the stupidest anecdote ever. And fuck all you nerds who've told me that.
That's a little funny.
Yeah. People who love that show love telling you that little anecdote. That show was cool, but it wasn't that great. Sue me.
I never watched the episode.
Yeah, Chewie didn't even fuck at all with the fad, and I respect that. I definitely did.
And it didn't seem like the business. Alright, should we end it here?
Yeah, it's just a short one with me skating and skating commentary. That's what this one's gonna be called. Shout out Anchor, shout out The Hose, shout out my coven, shout out $5. Shout out Earl Sweatshirt. I don't know. Just shout out the world. And you should pray. It's good for you. You should also call your mom. That's also important. Make sure you eat vitamins and minerals. I have to take my medication. I didn't do that today. Take a one a day. It's just good for you. When you get off the toilet, just look down. Make sure you didn't drop a pube. What else? If you wear a condom, make sure you unroll it slowly. Don't let her do it with her mouth. That can rip it. You don't want babies. It seems awesome in the moment. It's not. Douching isn't good for you, ladies.
Is that a real one?
Yeah. Douching's actually not good. The vagina cleans itself. What else? Loose vaginas aren't really a thing. It's just... you know, some girls have deeper vaginas than others. They regenerate because it's humans and science. You know, just stay safe out there, kids. If you do Xanax, make sure you crush it up and pour it in a bottle of Patron and chug it, okay?
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright, see you guys. Tomorrow could go forever with those.
Oh, yeah.
Let me end it right there.